Hello and you're welcome to this week, this special tribute to the former Roscommon senior footballer Dermot Airlie, quite a legend and quite a man with a wide range of achievements. And to take us through it all, we have our usual Ray Lannan. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Hi, Aidan. How are you doing?
Good. Not too bad. That's the stuff. That's the stuff. Yeah, a very important time of year. So many things going on for Rossi people at the moment, with Global Rossi Day happening yesterday, and of course you know the 10th anniversary of Dermot Airlie's passing. So I thought it would be an ideal thing to do, like a special thing, a special tribute to him. A man of many talents and a man of many achievements as well.
Absolutely, Aidan. His football achievements are known globally, you know, in terms of the GAA. Dermot Airlie was a legend of Gaelic football, one of the great heroes of the game, a man who was known the length and breadth of Ireland, and you know, he's up there with the greats of Roscommon football, Jimmy Murray, Gerry O'Malley and Dermot Airlie. They're probably the three names that roll off the tongue of most GAA fans around Ireland and around the world. So Dermot Airlie, in a way, like he played for Roscommon senior team for 20 years, which just was a magnificent achievement in itself. That's not even counting what he won in that time and the people he influenced and the joy and entertainment that he gave to the fans. To be so dedicated and committed to Roscommon for 20 years at senior level, living outside the county, living in Kildare, in the Curra, where he worked in the with the Irish Army, and also he spent time in New York with the United Nations when his career was over. He was working under the UN Secretary General at the time, Pérez de Cuellar, which was a very important job, and the world was in a very precarious stage at that time in the late 80s, going into the early 90s when you had the Iraq War. And Dermot would have been in New York at that time, and was a great figure in the New York Roscommon Gaelic football team as well. So he was a world figure, and served time in Lebanon as well and other places around the world. He was involved in peace negotiations with conflicts in various parts of the world. Dermot Airlie elevated himself to become the Chief of Staff of the Irish Defence Forces, and that's the position he held, Aidan, before his death on the 23rd of June 2010.
And may he rest in peace. And I suppose really, you know, his various roles in the Defence Forces, the Irish Defence Forces, not only is he a normal family man and a great legendary footballer, but a diplomat as well, from the way he carried himself as well. But I suppose really, you know, from his footballing career, it all started from his back from his home club, Michael Gladys.
That's right, Aidan. Dermot was born in Castlebar on the 24th of February 1948, and his father, Padder Airlie, was a great man as well. He was a teacher in Gortagani, and he was a founding member of Michael Glavy's club, and Dermot's father was a big influence on him. And one thing Dermot always said was how important service to the community was and service to the county, and that's something that his father imbued in him, being the local teacher in Gortagani. So Dermot started off his career there with Michael Glavy's, played with them for many years until he moved to play with Sarsfields in Newbridge, for whom he won many Kildare championships, including championships after he had retired from playing with Roscommon in 1985. So, like, his heart was in the west of Ireland, in Michael Glavy's club, and he soldiered with them for many years without much success, you would say. They probably came stronger after, in the later times, in the 80s and 90s, they were in the county final in 96, senior final. I don't think they ever made a senior final when Dermot was there with them. But he was a great player, Dermot. Like, he played for Connacht for many years. He was on the last Connacht team to win a provincial championship, provincial, you know, title, the interprovincial in 1969. And then Connacht only won their next one, in, I think it was in 2016. That was the next time they won one. But his playing career was between Michael Glavy's and Sarsfields at club level, and also with the Roscommon club in New York, where he won American New York championships there. And of course, he went on to become manager of Roscommon in the years 1993 and 94 championships, and then he managed Kildare in the 1995 and 1996 championships. And in his senior career, Aidan, he won 5 Connacht Senior Football Championship medals, 2 Connacht Under 21 Football Championship medals, 1 Connacht Minor Championship medal, 1 All-Ireland Under 21, 1 National League, 1 Kenowras, 2 All-Star Awards in 1974 and in 1979. He was runner-up in the Under-21 Championship in 1969, runner-up in the league in 74, and runner-up in the All-Ireland Final in 1980, that famous game where Kerry just pipped us at the post, you know, the game that got away, and the game that Roscommon fans always talk about, you know, and people, yeah. I think we forget as well, like, Dermot's achievements with UNIFIL in the Lebanon. He was involved in the with the UN in negotiation with the at the time of the Iraq War. He was involved in negotiations to end the Angolan Civil War. He's a graduate of the Royal College of Defence Studies in London, Master of Arts in Peace and Development Studies from the University of Limerick. He undertook the Rangers course with the Defence Forces, and that led to the establishment of the Army Ranger Wing. He also has a PE degree from St Mary's College in Twickenham in London, so he's a physical education. So the man has a wide range of academic achievements, let alone his military achievements, where he became Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, and also his football achievements. Like, he was and a wonderful family man as well. His wife Mary accompanied him to all the social events he would have attended right up and down the county of Roscommon over the years. And I remember as a child meeting him at so many different dinner dances and tea parties that would have been ran here in Rooski. He would have been guest of honour, and he would have been so generous with his time. And I know that's all over the county, people would say that, and presenting medals and giving talks and speeches. Dermot Earley was synonymous with service. He was a man who served his county, served his country, and served the community 100% all through his life. And I remember hearing, as I said, him talking about how his father imbued that in him, how important it was to serve the community. And it's no surprise, Aidan, that he got an award from the Taoiseach before his death. The then Taoiseach Brian Cowan and the Irish government presented him with an Order of Merit award. You know, it was what was called the Distinguished Service Medal with Honour, is the Irish sort of highest Distinguished Service Medal anybody can achieve. So Dermot didn't receive an All-Ireland medal, but he achieved so much, and he's so fondly remembered by Roscommon fans and by his former teammates and by people and all over Ireland. And of course, there's a lovely monument to him now over in Gartagani, the statue that is there to commemorate Dermot. And if anybody deserved a statue, it was Dermot Earley. And as well as that, the Dermot Earley Leadership Scholarship Scheme is in place under the auspices of the GA as well, to, you know, award football or sport and achievement and academic achievement and leadership in the community. So it's a great way of paying tribute to Dermot Earley, and as to remember all his achievements and what he did for so many people over his vast years of service to the country and to Roscommon football team.
That's it. And of course, like, over the last number of weeks, we were in various games as we were looking back down at games over the years. We mentioned them in the 1979 Under-21 All-Ireland winning team where he played for Roscommon. Of course, that 1980 team, and so many other matches where he played key roles for both the club and county. But, you know, he was in the, I never had the pleasure of meeting him, but you know, there's not one person that I've met that no one had any bad words to say about him. But I suppose really all his achievements there, you know, things that you've just read out there, you know, he would have been involved in negotiations in some, you know, like, due to, you know, his role in the Defence Forces with negotiations, some very sensitive things that would have had to be negotiated. you know, so he had to be, the way he carried himself and all that, you know, sensitive things like that, you have to be very careful how you word things and how you, the way you say it and all that. But of course, you know, his fine achievements academically as well as sportingly, it's no surprise that he had the distinguished career that he had, both on the field, because I suppose really in many ways, you know, the skills that he had on the pitch were transferable into his job and vice versa as well.
Well, yeah, and he played the game with honour. You know, he was an honourable man. He was an epitome of everything that's good about the GAA, good about sport, good about Ireland. He epitome of fair play. And he would have been a man of the highest integrity, a man that would have been held in the highest esteem in his career. And as you said there, he was involved in big negotiations and talks at the highest level in hotspots all over the world. And we forget that sometimes. We forget about his first job, if you like, which was serving his country. And we tend to remember him wearing the primrose and blue jersey for Roscommon. But as you said, he was a man of the highest integrity, so learned, so talented. No doubt that he achieved the highest possible in his own military career, and he achieved the highest possible in his sporting career, save and except that he just didn't get that All-Ireland medal, which he deserved. And I think, Aidan, I would not be qualified or worthy to pay tribute to Dermot Earley in any way, shape or form, and few would, given the sense of how highly regarded the man was. But I saw a good article by Sean Kilbride, another man of the highest integrity and Roscommon star of the 70s. He played for Mayo as well. And Sean did an article for the GAA website, and I'd like to read it, Aidan, because I think it gives a great insight into Dermot, you know, from somebody who knew him very well. And I just met Dermot Earley a few times, you know. Some of the advice he gave us as children was to always learn how to play with your left foot and right foot, use the two feet. And I remember him teaching us one time in Rooski how to kick a ball off the ground, and it's something I always kept, always face the nozzle forward, have the nozzle facing forward. And so he, and in 92, Aidan, when we won the Connacht Minor Championship, remember Dermot came in to Briefy House, I know I've said this in the previous programme, in Briefy House before the final, and he said to us, lads, don't be afraid, be nervous. Be nervous. If you're not nervous, there's something wrong. You're playing a Connacht final, and he told us to go to enjoy it, give it everything we had, and we can have no regrets. And I can still remember coming in after the game, we went back to Briefy House, and there was Dermot with us at the dinner table, and he stood up and he made a speech. He's the only one I can remember, he's the only one that made a speech. But I couldn't believe it, and the joy that he had. He was more happy for us winning than we were ourselves. It was incredible, the love he had for Roscommon. That's one thing. He was getting emotional, like the way the senior team were unlucky that day. The senior team had the game, you know, they were going very well and they were unlucky. They had a sending off, and then Mayo got a very, very bad goal, and we unfortunately didn't get the double in 92. But I remember Dermot talking about the minor team, and like he was so emotional. It was just, I could still see him, and so happy, and it was just lovely to see that.
It was nearly like he played. He was playing himself.
Aidan, he was happier for us than we were for ourselves. You know, it was unbelievable. And it's unreal how much love he had for Roscommon and for his home county. And I think, you know, and for the jersey and playing for Roscommon. And the fact he was involved with us, you know, he gave us a talk before the semi-final as well. And he was there at the dinner afterwards, you know, and, you know, he was part of it. And he trained us one or two nights as well, because he was just after coming back to Ireland at the time. So he was part of the wider setup, as was Danny Murray, which was brilliant, you know. So we had Danny Murray and Dermot Earley in the setup as well. So Dermot was sort of like coming in now and again. He coming down from Kildare, did straight training sessions, the odd session with Noel O'Brien, but it was brilliant to have him. But Aidan, this is Sean Kilbride, gentleman as well. Sean, what a football star, an army man like Dermot. So he played with Dermot for Roscommon, and Sean was 3 years younger than Dermot, but he also went to St. Nathan's College of Balladreen, where Dermot went to. So Sean says
distinguished college in football as well down the years, great, in Mayo football, they were,
and Roscommon, great nursery for both, you know, for Roscommon, a lot of Roscommon players. Dermot Early, the finest of all time. But Sean Kilbride said that Dermot was an outstanding underage player. He would have been at school's level probably the best player in Ireland at that stage. Sean said that himself and Jimmy Duggan were the two players that stood out in Connacht and in Ireland. And Sean said he was on the Roscommon team from the age of 17 and on the Connacht team from 17. He was a precocious prodigy, really, a huge talent. That was obvious when he moved straight into the senior inter-county at 17, seamlessly, as if he was born to it. If he was playing with one of the more successful counties, he would be even more of a legend than he is. The reality is that what Roscommon did achieve in his time was largely attributable to his contribution. He had a huge impact on Roscommon in his time playing. So Sean continues, he was a spectacular player. Everything he did and the way he did it stood out. His fielding was just magnificent. He wasn't a huge man. Dermot's about 6 foot tall. But he could outfield most people who were much taller because he had a fantastic spring and tremendous judgment. But even the style of it, Sean says he felt that one of the greatest pictures of all time is one of him in midair catching the ball. And for a big man, he was unusually graceful.
If only the mark was around back then.
Yeah. Everything he did, his kicking style, he was a great free taker and a fantastic kicker of the ball. And then moving with the ball, soloing the ball, that would be one of his abiding memories that people have who have played with or against him. He was very powerful going forward with the ball and very hard to knock off the ball. And he could take scores and points from all sorts of distances and angles. So early, Dermot wasn't just someone with a gift for Gaelic football. It was his equally natural leadership qualities that elevated him to an even higher level in the eyes of his teammates. He was an inspirational player, a leader who never gave up, said Sean. He played with his heart out in every game. He played to win and inspired everybody around him, both on and off the field. He was a hugely influential player off the field and so dedicated. He didn't drink and everyone knew that his whole life was football. Sean said that he did a fair bit of training with Dermot in the Curragh and they'd tug out and run down to the pitch nearby. He'd remind you of a child at Christmas when he got the ball, even in his 30s. He just loved the football, the way he'd be handling it and fondling it. It was kind of as if he was a young lad on Christmas morning with a new toy. There was nothing that he loved more than football. There was no sport that equaled it for him. No other pursuit that ever got involved, that he ever got involved in during his life. Even though he became chief of staff, Sean says that was almost secondary to football. And that is possible even as dedicated as he was. Football, he just loved it and everything about it. Every team he played with and every dressing room he talked out in, he inspired. For those who knew him best, Dermot's premature passing was hard to take. He was a huge loss to the army, a huge loss to the football community, but above all, a huge loss to his family, said Sean. So a lovely tribute there by Sean Kilbride, you know, that to a great friend, teammate, you know, and it's a nice tribute there for Dermot. And of course, must remember his wife Mary accompanied him to all those functions all over Ireland and Roscommon, particularly down through the years. And Dermot, his son, Dermot Gerley Jr., played for Kildare, was a great footballer, and David, his son, played for Kildare as well. And his daughter Noelle was a talented footballer for Kildare, and she won an All-Star in the ladies' football in 2009. And I think there's a great sporting family, and of course Paul was a great footballer for Roscommon as well.
Well, it just goes to show you in Dermot Junior, the apple never falls far from the tree. When you see the sort of a man he has become, again, like his dad, he joined the army and you know, he continued on the great tradition of football in the family, of course, playing for Kildare, and of course he got to an All-Ireland final with Kildare in 98. But you know, that's will be the memory of Dermot Early that would stand out. He would, you know, the year they got to the 98. But he soldiered for years, no more, you know, in football at county level, no more than his dad playing for Kildare. He played for many years for Kildare, and when you see the style of play that he had, it was like Dermot all over again, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And he had a similar type of career to Dermot, you know, that All-Ireland final defeat to Galway. You know, he didn't have as much provincial success as his dad, and I don't think he ever won a league medal. But Dermot Early Jr. was a tremendous player too, so professional, so dedicated. and a gentleman as well, you know. So,
so that, that can often be a pressure too. I mean, you know, I've see often seen that that video of, you know, A Year Till Sunday about, you know, Michael Donnell was in about in it, and you know, his grandfather played for Galway and his father played for Galway, and you know, people would have been telling them stories about, you know, him growing, you know, the things that he achieved, that his father and his grandfather has achieved, and you know, would he measure up to it and all that. So I suppose for Dermot Junior, there would possibly have been a certain amount of that, as in, like, you know, no one would have wanted the pressure on him, but like, you know, people would be saying, I wonder how he'd measure up to his father. But in fairness to Dermot, he was his own man, but he carries himself in the same way as his dad as well, doesn't he, in many ways, the way he speaks. I mean, he's been on the Sunday Game many a time, and you know, doing interviews and things like that. He carries himself the same as his father, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Dermot Junior is a great guy, a great gentleman as well, like his dad, and great footballer. And I suppose growing up with Dermot Early Senior as your father, and learning from him and being encouraged, and you know, to play football to the best of his ability. So Dermot Junior had a great upbringing when your dad was Dermot Early Senior, and I'm sure that his father was a great encouragement, inspiration and teacher to Dermot Junior. And nobody can say that Dermot Junior didn't achieve as much as he could within, you know, within Kildare and within the football fraternity. That he played with probably the best Kildare team that has been in the last 50 years. They were unlucky to come up with against one of the great teams that played football in the late 90s and early 2000s. That was that Galway team, because that Kildare team would have won a lot of All-Ireland finals. They just came up against the wrong team with Galway, with Joyce, Donlan, Savage, you know, all those great.
I don't think anyone
forwards
would have bet Galway that year. Like,
Ja Fallon, you know, the Galway just had, it was a battle. When you get two great teams in, sometimes it just comes down to a battle and a shootout between the forwards. Who's got that one more forward than the other? Do you know what I mean? You've got a great defence, great midfield, which Galway had, which Kildare had, but then it comes to the forwards. And Galway had that edge in attack, that little bit more up front than Kildare had in that final. And that's what it boils down to at the highest level. And even in the soccer or any of those high level sports, it comes down to who is the better finishers. Rugby, who's the better wingers. In soccer, who's the better striker. In Gaelic football, who's the better forwards. And Galway, with the forward line they had, like, you know, Finnegan, Joyce, Savage, Ja Fallon, Michael Donlan, you know, they just had that edge in the forward line. Paul Clancy as well. They had the edge over Kildare, and they were just a little bit better than Kildare in the forwards, and that's made the difference. But we're just going to go through Dermot's career with Roscommon and run through it.
Yeah, definitely. And it makes for some reading and some,
it does,
some
yeah,
achievements.
So we'll run through it. Like, Dermot played minor with Roscommon from the age of 15 until he was 18. So he played minor from 1963 to 66. He was cornerback on the minor team in 63 at 15. And his only real success with the minor team came in 1965, when Roscommon beat Sligo in the semi-final in Tobercory by 395 points. And then they beat Mayo in the Connacht final in 65 by 210 to 110. And John Kelly from Elphin scored a goal, and Kieran McGuinness scored a goal as well. And then Roscommon got to the All-Ireland semi-final, where they were just edged out of it by Derry by 4-8 to 4-5. And it was a thriller of a game. And unfortunately for Dermot, he missed a penalty in the second half, which was a pity. But that's the way it goes. Roscommon were just edged out of it. So Dermot was unlucky. Heartbreak for Dermot at minor. And he played with some great footballers there, like Martin Silk from Castlereagh, James Cox from Rooski, Jim Kane from Kiltoom or St Bridget's, John Kelly from Elphin. You know, so there was great footballers there with Dermot at that time. And then he went on then to play the minor in 66 as well. And he elevated himself to the senior team in 66. So he was playing in 66 in with the likes of Tony White and George Geraghty, John Oliver Morton, Jimmy Finnegan, you know, Tom Heenan, the great Tom Heenan was there, Ronnie Craven, Eamon Curley, Martin Joe Kane. So 1966 was the first year that Gerry O'Malley was gone off the Roscommon senior team, and Dermot Earley was there to fill in. So one legend, as one legend was closing the door behind him, another legend was on his way in on the Roscommon team. And unfortunately, Roscommon lost to Galway by 1-11 to 5 points. And Galway, at that stage, were the All-Ireland champions in 1966. And they went on to win the All-Ireland. But in the opening game, Roscommon beat Leitrim, and Dermot Earley scored his first goal in the championship for Roscommon. So they were well beaten by Galway. But in 1966, Roscommon won the All-Ireland Under-21 Championship. And that was Dermot's only All-Ireland success with Roscommon. In the Connacht final, they beat Mayo 115-9 points. And Dermot scored 8 points, Aidan. Would you believe that? 8 points. In the semi-final, they beat Donegal 2-2 to 5 points. Which Dermot scored points in that game as well. And then in the final, they beat Kildare by 2-10 to 1-12. It was a brilliant game of football, so they beat them by a point. John D. Hickey was writing in the Irish Independent, and he suggested that if Roscommon beat Kildare, it would be the eighth wonder of the world. Such was the level of surprise it would be, because Kildare had won the All-Ireland Under-21 in 65, and they had most of that team again in 66. So this came as a shock. But Roscommon were struggling in the first half, and they moved Dermot Earley to midfield, and Roscommon just took off. And that was
down to his high fielding ability, I suppose, just like his son Dermot Jr. But like, you know, as you point out earlier on, he was always great under the high ball, and that was probably the turning of the match, as you said.
That's right. And Jim Kane scored a goal, so did Jimmy Finnegan, and Roscommon took the title, the Clark Cup, and Dermot Earley scored 4 points in that game, Aidan. So he started off in the half-forward line, centre-half forward, and it switched him to midfield early on, and it was a brilliant success. So Roscommon shocked Kildare in the 66 Under-21 final. Again, the team had Pat Reynolds was in goals from Mel Finn, Willie Feely was on the team, Martin Joe Kane from Craig's, Dermot himself, Jimmy Finnegan, John Kelly, Colm Shine was the captain, he's from Clannagale. Again, Tom Heenan was there, Gerry Mannion, Jim Kane. And that was the team. Martin Cummins from Kilmore was corner forward. So Roscommon won in that game. It's brilliant success. Dermot's only All Ireland. It was played in Crow Park, Aidan, and the team made a triumphant return across the Shannon at Tarman Barry. So they usually, up to that point, made the tour back through Athlone, but this time they went through Tarman Barry, and then they went on the tour of the county. But in 66, that All-Ireland was won. But 1967, Aidan, Dermot's second year with the seniors, there was controversy in that Roscommon lost the first round of the Championship, Aidan, to Leitrim, and they lost by 2 points. But all the Roscommon fans went home from that game thinking that Roscommon had won the game. And they'd lost by 2-8 to 2-6. And the reason they thought they won the game was because time up, Roscommon got a 14-yard free. And the game was played in St. Comyn's Park, if I'm not mistaken. And Dermot Earley took the free, and it went to the back of the net. And the umpire put up the flag, and everybody went home thinking Roscommon had won the game. But lo and behold, the referee, Mick Loftus, said that the goal was disallowed because he had told Dermot that he had to score direct. And it touched a Leitrim player on the way in, and it was ruled out. So it was disallowed. Dermot's goal was disallowed, and Leitrim went through to the Connacht final, and they were beaten heavily by Mayo. So that was another disappointment for Dermot in 67. But he came back then in 68, and Roscommon, they drew with Galway, Aidan, in the first round of the championship in Ballinasloe by 3-7 to 2-10. And in the next game, the replay was played in St. Comyn's Park in Roscommon, and it was significant in that this was the very last match played at St. Comyn's Park. It happened in 1968, last Connacht Championship match. Roscommon lost the replay 1-9 to 2-8. Galway got 2-8, Roscommon got 1-9, and they were unlucky. But it was also Matty McDonagh's last game for Galway, so two historic occasions. Dermot played in that game, they lost by 2 points, so disappointment there. And So that was 68. So in 1969, Roscommon had an easy win over Galway in Sligo in the first round of the championship by 2-12 to 1-6 in Dermot. Dermot was playing, but then in the next round against Galway, they were beaten heavily. So it was Dermot play. Dermot had the only way. He was ploughing a lone furrow for Roscommon that time. They were very disappointing in there in 69. But 1969 was also a disappointing year for Dermot because they won. Roscommon won the Connacht under 21 football championship. This was Dermot's last year at under 21 level. In the first round, they beat Sligo 2-9 to 1-7, and then in the final, they drew with Galway 12-9 at St. Comyn's Park. This is under 21 now, not senior. And then in the replay, it was 9 points to Roscommon, 2-3 to Galway after full time. But after extra time, Roscommon blew Galway away in extra time, 116-24. So Roscommon scored 1-7 to Galway's point in extra time. And
that's a fair scoring race, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. And then in the semi-final, Roscommon beat Laois at St. Comyn's Park 4 days after Connacht final by 2-15 to 9 points, and Dermot scored a goal and a point. So he was instrumental in Roscommon getting to the All-Ireland final, where they played Antrim. And this was a game where Roscommon were favourites to win, and they kicked 14 wides to Antrim 6. So they lost the game by 1-8 to 10 points. And there was a big disappointment for Dermot, big disappointment for Roscommon. Roscommon were favourites to win, and Dermot didn't score in that game. Mickey Frayne scored 5 points for Roscommon, but it was a disappointing game. And Dermot played that day with Tony Mahon was from Rooski, Willie Feely, Adrian O'Sullivan, John Curran from Castlereagh. Dermot was midfield, Tom Hunt from Roscommon Gaels, John Kelly, Elfin, Mickey Frayne, Castlereagh, Billy O'Hara from St. Michael's, James Cox from Rooski, and Mark O'Gara as well. So Roscommon were disappointed in 1969 in the senior, and then unlucky in the final. But 1978, Roscommon seniors made a bit of a resurgence. Roscommon had a great win over Mayo in the first round of the championship by 2-10 to 1-9. And at this stage, Dermot Earley had now taken on the mantle of his boyhood hero Gerry O'Malley as Roscommon's supreme player. He had, of course, a completely different style, more calculating to O'Malley's swashbuckling style. So that game in 1970 against Mayo was one of Earley's great games. His fielding was magnificent. He launched attack after attack, storming through a forest of Mayo players, and his performance was the axis on which the game hinged. So Dermot Earley more or less won that game for Roscommon. You know,
single-handedly, yeah. Like, and it takes that's what a true legend is. Someone that, you know, when the team is down, when no one else seems to be stepping up to the plate, that one player in Dermot Earley's case, you know, he took the game by the scruff of the neck, and he made the vital catches, he scored the vital scores, and I suppose he had that determination, you know, to encourage the lads around him as well, and kind of, I suppose, to demand more out of them, and that's probably what got them, that's what got them through at times as well.
Absolutely, and that's what the leader, Dermot Earley, he had number 8 on his back a lot of the time playing for Roscommon, but it could well be the word leader. Dermot Earley was a leader, yeah. And he inspired, you know, he as you said, took the game by the scruff of the neck. He was a leader, he did things when they were needed to be done, but that game against Mayo in 1970, he really, took on the mantle of leader, and with his points score and his fielding, and he was the difference between the two teams, you know, and that team in 1970, Roscommon got the Connacht final, Mickey Frayne, Eamon Beads, James Cox, Johnny Neal, Martin Joe Kane, Willie Feely, Dermot Earley, Mel Flanagan, John Curran, Gerry Mannion, Tom Heenan, Tony Mahon. So they got the Connacht final in 78 against Galway, and unfortunately it wasn't a good day for Galway, for Roscommon, in a windswept Salt Hill. Winners had not windswept in Salt Hill, and Roscommon lost by 2-15 to 1-8. And significant about it finally was it was an 80 minute final. It was the one and only 80 minute final. Imagine the fitness the players would have needed that time. 80 yeah. minutes. And it was fully televised. So it was a Dermot did
interesting.
Dermot did play to the best of his ability, but Roscommon were totally outplayed by Galway and well beaten. So that was, you know, a comeback for Roscommon in that 69 was a bad year for the seniors, but 70 they were showing signs of promise. In the minor game in 1978, Roscommon lost to Mayo by 3-8 to 2-5. But Harry Keegan had made his mark in Roscommon jersey that day. He had a great game in the minor final, and of course Harry Keegan is up there with all the greats in Roscommon. So
that's it, another legend. There's we've been blessed down the years with legends as well, but you know, in Roscommon. But I suppose, look at from a plain sense, Ray, yourself and myself have been, you know, in losing dressing rooms at times, you know, county finals and various other things. It's not a nice place to be, you know, for one reason or other. You might have made a mistake or something, or, you know, or it might have been just a bad decision by the ref, or a bad, you know, a shot that should have went over, or something that's on the tiniest of margins, which, you know, happens at county level as well. But I suppose, like, no more than Dermot Airey, that, you know, we would have been through that disappointment of losing big games as well. But I suppose that's the thing about sport. It tests you, and it can either make you or break you. And I suppose out of the disappointments, you know, you can use that to drive you on in many ways. And I suppose that's what made him a successful, because, you know, I know, like, you should, so a lot of people say you should park the bad performances and just move on. But sometimes I think you need to kind of look at them and analyze and see where you went wrong, and then say, right, that's not going to happen again, and, you know, learn from it and then move on. And it kind of, you're a better player for it then, I think, in a lot of sense, in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you can learn more, about yourself from defeat than you do from winning, because
it's how you bounce back.
Yeah, in defeat, you know where your weaknesses were, where you didn't perform to the level you know you could do, and you have to go back to the drawing board and see, can we get new players? If you're a county manager, or if you're a club manager, you can say, have we trained hard enough? Have we got the players in the right positions? Have we got any new players we can bring in from the minor team? All of those things come into play. And Roscommon have had, unfortunately, we're from a county where we have plenty of experience in learning from our defeats, Aidan, and that's why we celebrate our victories so well, because we're one of the smallest populations in Ireland, and we've punch above our weight. And Roscommon, when we do become successful, we celebrate it, and rightly so. But as I said, Dermot Airlie, you know, he had that sense of duty to his country, but he also had it to his club, and he had it to his county. And Dermot Airlie didn't play for Roscommon to win All Ireland, because for the majority of his career he was playing with, you know, a team that was probably Division 1, Division 2, Division, you know, jumping between Division 1 and Division 2.
Same as at the moment, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, apart from the late 70s and early 80s, Roscommon were up and down between Division 2 and Division 1. You know, we were never I'd say only 78, 79, 80, that era, that's when Roscommon were in the top 2-3 teams in the country. Themselves, Offaly, yeah. Dublin and Kerry. They were the top 4 teams, and Roscommon were probably maybe not far off the best in 1980. You know, we could have beaten Kerry, so that just shows how good Roscommon was at that time. And I suppose as well, Aidan, in that era, the late 70s, Dermot Airlie had a lot of players around him that could help him, in the sense that this is no way disparaging on the players in the 70s, but the players in the late 70s were just so gifted. He had such gifted players around him that he had, before that he was sort of he had nearly to do a lot himself. You know, he was, you know, a lot of counties have one great player and a lot depends on them. Well, that was apparently the case for Roscommon for a lot of time that Dermot played in his early career. But towards the end of his career, he had greats around, like Tony McManus, he had Michael Finner and Jigger O'Connor, John O'Gara, you know, there was Harry Keegan, great footballers, you know, Seamus Hayden. So Dermot was there. We talked there about 70 losing the Connacht final, and 71, Aidan, was a disappointing year for Dermot and for Roscommon, in that the first ever Roscommon championship match played at Douglas Hyde Park in Roscommon was against Sligo, and Roscommon lost by 2 points, 1-5 to 10 points. So it was a big disappointment for Dermot. Sligo had a very good team at the time. They drew with Galway in the Connacht final, and they lost just by a couple of points in the replay, you know, 117 to 310. You know, Galway won by a point in the replay. Like, you know, that was an incredible scoreline. So Sligo weren't far away from being an All-Ireland contender, because Galway could have won the 1971 All-Ireland. Offaly just beat them in the second half, you know. So Sligo had a very good team. So disappointment for Dermot. But in 72, Aidan, Dermot had a great year. He won his first Connacht Senior Championship medal. They beat Leitrim in the first round of the championship at Hyde Park, 111-5. Dermot scored 3 points. Mickey Frayne scored 6. And the great Paddy McGarrity from Leitrim, he was one of the greatest players of all time. He played his last championship match for Leitrim that day in 1972 at Hyde Park. So Paddy McGarrity is probably the Dermot Early of Leitrim, Aidan. You know, he was a legend of a footballer. And he used to take on Galway on his own. Yeah, and he's a man that's known, especially over Connacht, or Paddy McGarrity being known as one of the greats. You know, he's only a small man, Aidan, but he was so fast. He nearly won. Leitrim had a great team in the late 50s. They got 4 Connacht finals in a row, 57, 58, 59 and 60. But Leitrim had a very good team. There were 4 Connacht finals, and any team that gets the 4 Connacht finals is a good team. But Galway beat them pretty well in 57, 59 and 60. But in 58 at Comans Park, Galway only beat them by, I think, 2 points. And Paddy McGarrity ran riot to such an extent. Yeah. I've heard from people who were at the game that they ripped the jersey off him. You know what I mean? They ripped the jersey. That he was doing so much damage and so much fouls. He was being fouled so much, they ripped the jersey off him. And you know, those days, forwards wouldn't have got the protection they would have got now, in, you know. But it's 58. Like, Paddy McGarrity deserved a kind of medal. He didn't get it. But the record in 58, he was just incredible.
I suppose it was more kind of like rugby style back then, I suppose.
Yeah. Like me and you, or you and I, shall we say, proper English. I want to use proper English on this program, mate, and I don't want to be pulled up on the grammar. The grammar police be ringing in. Like you and I played in goals. If we were playing in the 60s or 50s, like any high ball, in the full forward just to take man ball and all, and there was very little protection for the goalkeeper. So,
and of course, remember we mentioned a couple of weeks ago about the, you know, back in the early 80s, and up in the 70s as well, about geez, we have a piston next to go, but that can't happen now. But you were just saying there about St. Colman's Park, and we were saying a couple of weeks ago off air that, you know, wouldn't it be nice to get a picture of St. Colman's Park back in the day, you know, in those big matches. They're, and photos are hard to get, so I'd just like to make, like, in the feed, if anyone out there has any images of St. Colman's Park back in the day when there used to be big comic matches and all that, you know, if they have any, if they could send in to us, that would be a lovely thing. And we could use that nearly as a graphic. Wouldn't that be a nice graphic, for the Scum of Memories logo for when it's produced every week? So if you could send it in to either on our Facebook page, on the Ross Sports Facebook page, that would be great. Or it's email it to Ross Sports on Ross FM@AOL.com. That would be lovely to be able to put it up, because I think that would bring real bad, you know, for the older generation as well. But I suppose really going back to for Dermot Early, as we know, like, he was around for a year win in 92 in the Connacht Championship. Unfortunately, you were unlucky against Armagh that year, but then they went on and to 2006, and the Miners won it in 2006, and he was around for that. And of course, he would have been just around, I think he was around for Fergie's first for the Connacht title win in 2010. But I suppose so much has happened since then. When we say, like, what Roscommon have been through in the last 7-8 years, what do you think his thoughts would have been?
I think Aidan, he'd be very happy the way Roscommon have, you know, rebounded in the latter part of the last decade, in the sense that Roscommon have been in 4 Connacht finals in a row, And if with a bit of luck, Roscommon could have won the last four kind of finals. In like 16, we drew level against Galway in Pier Stadium, and we could have gone for a winner. You know, that day we didn't go for the winner. We sort of, you know, we didn't go for it, and that was it. And then the replay, Roscommon got, we just got blown out of the water by Galway in Castlebar. Then in 17, we had a great victory in Salt Hill under Kevin McStay. In 18, in the Hyde Park, we just couldn't take our chances in. You know, like, you create a lot of chances and you kick a lot of wides, and if you kick a lot of wides and you haven't got the efficiency up top, you're going to lose the game. And that's a kind of final that we should have won. In 16, we were the, or in 18 rather, we were the better team. We kicked so many wides in the second half, it was just unreal. We got all the way on the rack. If we just got our took our chances, I think we could have won that game comfortably. And then we didn't, and then Galway got their purple patch, and this kid, they scored, and we end up losing, what, 2-6 to 17 points, which wasn't a fair reflection, you know.
Because I mean, back then, you know, over the last 5 years, we have a serious half forward and full forward line, and of course this year now with the both Mercers are back in the squad, which is a huge boost, you know. Like, you know, when you have, just like I just said, Kieran and Dermot, Murta, and then throw into the mix, you know, the likes of Cahill Craig and, you know, the two Smiths, and, you know, like, we have serious firepower up front, and then we have the Dailies in defence and a good solid keeper, and it gives reason for optimism. And I suppose the reason you could really attribute what happens now and the success and the way Roscommon are going at the moment back to we say the inspiration that Dermot Hurley and his teammates back in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, the way they played and the inspiration they would have instilled in the current generation of players.
Well, I think the generation of players that go before you, that represent the jersey and are successful, tells you that your predecessors, if you like, in this jersey were successful and were able and could beat the top teams on a regular basis, that other teams are fearful. Like, for example, between 1977 and 1980, Roscommon beat Galway 4 years in a row in the county championship. So, like, you know, they beat them in Tuam, they beat them in Hyde Park, they beat Mayo in Castlebar, they beat them in Hyde Park. So, like, it's not impossible. And Roscommon at the moment, Aidan, we probably have the best squad since probably 2001, maybe, I'd say. You know, I think, not to put too much pressure on them, because Connacht's probably the most competitive province. There's three teams in Connacht that can win: Galway, Mayo, and Roscommon. You know, you can't pick three teams in Leinster. You'd be doing well to get one team in Kerry, maybe Cork can come up this year, maybe a bit early for them. In Ulster, then you probably have three teams: you have Donegal, you have Tyrone, you know, Armagh, or thereabouts, Monaghan. So you have four teams. So Ulster would be a little bit more competitive, but Roscommon's probably the second most competitive province. So, like, what you'd be saying to the Roscommon team, lads, you're wearing the jersey where the people that wore it before you were able to win All-Irelands, were able to win Connacht Championships. It's not an alien concept for Roscommon men to be successful. It's not something that is unknown to Roscommon people and Roscommon footballers. So, if, you know, our people in the past can do it, why can't we? There's nothing to stop us. Other teams fear Roscommon. You know, Galway, Mayo, they fear Roscommon. Other counties fear Roscommon. They might not admit it, but they know that Roscommon can beat them on any given day. And we know we can beat them.
That's it. And I suppose, really, you know, with this Roscommon team, you know, other teams that are playing Roscommon, they know that if they want to try and beat Roscommon, they have to have a certain plan to beat them. Because we're definitely in defence, because for the opposition's defence, because especially when you see the firepower, as I just said there, that we have up front, like, you know, Cahill Craig and the Murtas and the Smiths and things like that. You would have had to kind of plan around that, and they, you know, trying to curb them. Otherwise, if you can't do that, then it's very slim chance of beating this Roscommon team at the moment. But you know, of course, Roscommon teams down the years, you know, they want to win and they're determined, but they always respect the opposition, but not too much, because once the ball is thrown in, respect goes out the window. But you know what I mean. You know, the way I mean about respecting the opposition, as in not being too, you know, saying, oh, we have it won before the ball is thrown in. Roscommon have never been like that.
No, and Aidan, like, if Roscommon will do, I know, I've no doubt Anthony Cunningham will prepare Roscommon brilliantly. They're going to be fit, they're going to be strong. And Roscommon players know that they're playing either Leitrim and Mayo, that whoever, like, it'll be Mayo probably, and that these guys are human. These Mayo guys are human beings. They're going to wear red and green jerseys. We know them from before. We beat them last year in Castlebar. And this year again, Roscommon will be the underdogs. Roscommon will be the third team in Connacht in most people's eyes. And that's a brilliant position for Roscommon to be in. Galway will be top, Mayo will be second, and Roscommon will be third. So Roscommon know what's in front of them. They've the preparation done. They're going to be very fit. They've got the talent. The guys they're playing against wearing the red and green jerseys are humans. They're not supermen. They've been around a long, long, long time. So now is Roscommon's time to say, hang on, guys, you've been there a long time. We beat you last year. We're the underdogs this year, and we're going to show you last year was no fluke. We're going to show everybody out there last year was no fluke. And what I've been saying to the Maiden is, Roscommon should take inspiration from a great performance from Dermot Early and his teammates against Mayo in the Connacht final in 1972, when Roscommon were the underdogs in Castlebar, and they went on to win one of the great Connacht finals, and it ended Roscommon 5-8, Mayo 3-10. What a scoreline. Dermot scored 3 points. He was superb at midfield. One of Dermot's greatest ever games, along with Jerry Byrne from Tusk. Jerry Byrne was a nephew of Eamon Boland, who played for Roscommon in the 40s, won All-Irelands. And John Kelly of Elphin had a great game that day as well. Dermot scored a brilliant goal as well. So, like, there's the inspiration that Roscommon can take, you know. The inspiration from those great performances, like, towards the end it was 3-7 to 4-6, and Mayo got a point, and then Dermot got a great score from 50 yards out, you know, like, it was unbelievable. And it was a ding dong battle, and eventually Roscommon won by, as I said, 5-8 to 3-10, and Dermot had a tremendous game. So, like, there's the sort of things that Roscommon could take inspiration from. And again, Aidan,
I suppose, really, when you think of it, like, you know, I suppose the Roscommon players that he played with, that Dermot Early played with, you know, were privileged to play with him. We would have been, like, from watching videos and that, things like that, we would have been privileged to have seen him playing. But most of all, we would have been privileged to have him as a Roscommon player as well. But imagine what sort of a player are the qualities that if Dermot Jr. had been on the Roscommon side of the defence, if he played for Roscommon, what Roscommon could have achieved with a player like him, because him, like his dad, Dermot Jr., like his dad, who would have been a great fielder of the ball as well. So wouldn't he have been another great man midfield as well for Roscommon?
Well, that's the problem we have been faced in Roscommon all the time, Aidan, is that we're a rural county. A lot of our younger people migrate to cities such as Dublin or Galway and further afield. So you see a lot of youngsters playing maybe for other counties whose fathers were from Roscommon. You know, like Tom Flynn there plays for Galway. I think his father's from Roscommon. Dermot Early Jr. You know, you have other people around the country where they move on. And Dermot Early Jr. would have been a great addition, but he was a great player for Kildare. But that's the way it goes. He was a Kildare man. He was born and reared in Kildare, and that's all we can say. But we just continue on with Dermot's career. We're not far to go, Aidan. Like, 72 was a great final. They lost to Kerry then in the semi-final by 122 to 112. Sean Young came in as coach in 73, but it wasn't a great year for Dermot. They lost to Galway by 113 to 108. But in that year, Roscommon went on a tour to America, and Dermot was on that tour, and they played in what they called the Cardinal Cushing Games in Boston. They played Kerry, and Roscommon gave a magnificent performance, where Dermot Early and Jerry Byrne were supreme at midfield, and they beat Kerry, would you believe? So he was a great performance over there in Boston. But in 74, Aidan, Roscommon got to the league final. They played Sligo in the league semi-final. It was a draw the first game in Croke Park, 12 points apiece, and Dermot scored 5 points. And in the replay, there was a magnificent second half display, but Dermot Early was the outstanding figure, and he scored 11 points in. Would you believe this? He scored 11 points, 9 from frees, but he was magnificent. And Roscommon got to the league final against Kerry, and they were winning the game with time up, 6-9, 9-6. And then John Egan, who's the father, the late John Egan, father of John Egan, now that plays for Sheffield United, scored that great goal yesterday. He scored a goal in the last minute. So that robbed Roscommon of a league victory in 74. But Dermot had a great game. He scored 3 points, Aidan, and he went on to win an All-Star. They lost the replay to Kerry 14-8. And in the Championship, they beat Sligo, but they lost the Connacht final in Salt Hill, 2-14 to 8 points. So it was a disappointment, Dave. The year turned into a disappointment for Dermot in 74.
And of course, like I said earlier, really, you know, it can be, when you lose a big game like that, it can be the making of you, because I suppose you don't want it to be, you know, that to be the game that would define you as a player, like, you know, or as even as a group of players, you know, so you'd want to come back and prove the point then the next year. And I suppose that's no better man than Dermot Early to do that.
Yeah, well, in 75 then, Roscommon beat Leitrim in the first round of the Championship in Carrick and Shannon, 12-4. But then they lost to Mayo then in the semi-final of the Connacht Championship, 1-12 to 1-9. And Dermot Early had an injury going into that match. He wasn't fully recovered from the injury, but he played, but he wasn't his usual force. So it was a disappointing year for Dermot and for Roscommon. And then in 76, Aidan, Roscommon lost the Connacht final to Galway after replay, which was unfortunate. But Roscommon didn't have Dermot. Dermot was abroad, overseas, with the Defence Forces in Lebanon. So imagine if we had him in 76, could have won that Connacht final against Galway. We drew the first day and lost in the replay.
The year I was born.
Yeah.
76.
Yeah. So disappointing. So he was in Lebanon with the United Nations, and Roscommon beat Sligo in the first round, and then they drew in Hyde Park 1-8 apiece with Galway in the Connacht final, and then in the replay then lost 1-14 to 9 points in Tuam. So like that was a disappointment for Roscommon not to have him. But in 77, Aidan, Roscommon won the Connacht Championship. They beat Galway in Hyde Park, and Dermot was back in action for Roscommon. It's the first year Tony McManus was a starter on the team, and Roscommon had a great victory, as I said, over Galway. It was Galway were leading 2-4 to 5 points at half time, but Roscommon came good in the end, and again 1-12 to 2-8 was the final score. So Dermot Early was a star performer for Roscommon in 77. So 77 team, Aidan, had Martin McDermott, Ian McManus, Pat Lindsay, Tony McManus, Jerry O'Dowd, Harry Keegan, Richie O'Byrne, Dermot, Mickey Minton, John O'Connor, Tom Donlan, Mickey Frayne, Danny Murray, Patsy Cox and Tom Heenan. So you had the start of the great Roscommon team that year, Aidan, in 77. And then they drew with Armagh and All-Ireland semi-final the first day, 3-9 to 2-12. Roscommon had a big lead. They led by 7 points at one stage. And then in the replay, Roscommon lost by Dermot scored 1-5 in the drawn game. And in the replay, Roscommon lost by 15-14, Aidan. So heartbreak for Dermot, almost made it through to the All-Ireland final. So so it was a very, very big disappointment for Dermot. And 77 was start of the great 4-in-a-row team. And in 78, then Roscommon won the Connacht final in Salt Hill. Mickey Frayne scored 2 goals. Again, Dermot had a brilliant game. And Roscommon Herald reported that when this game is recalled in the years ahead, it will be remembered as the Dermot Early final, lording the midfield sector, helping the defence, adding thrust to attack, defying Galway's best efforts to subdue him. He's played many fine games for Roscommon, but none in which he displayed his many talents to the same degree. Isn't that something? Is this some accolade?
Yeah. You can't get much higher than that.
No, it is.
That's it. You know, it's and he had a long and distinguished life, and I suppose, you know, it was just nice that we were able to pay his tribute to such a great man and a great player and a great person, and of course someone with such a distinguished life, full of achievement, and I suppose full of friends from all around the world as well. You know that you know it's a testament to the man as well. You know, to Dermot Airlie, and I'm sure the two of us will say together, like, you know, may he rest in peace, and I suppose thanks for all the memories as well. Isn't that right, Ray?
Well, just a couple of things before we finish, because we have the major part of Dermot's career just to call on. You know, the 78, yeah, that great final, unfortunately Roscommon lost to Kerry in the semi-final, but 78 Sean Kilbride, who we mentioned earlier, was playing for Roscommon, yeah, he had transferred to Roscommon, but in 79 Roscommon won the National League, and Dermot had a fine performance again in midfield for Roscommon, so that was his first major national senior title. They beat Cork 115-3 points in Croke Park, and Dermot had a great game. They beat Offaly in the semi-final, 114-13 points, and Dermot scored 2 points. And in the quarter-final that year in Croke Park, they beat Kerry, which was a massive victory, and Dermot scored 3 points. But in it was a great Kerry team, you know. And so 79 then, Roscommon won the Connacht Championship, beating Mayo and Castlebar by, you know, coming from behind to win by 315-210. You know, Tony McManus scored a penalty that day. Mickey Finneran had a scoring spree as well. But in the semi-final against Dublin, Roscommon just lost by a point. You know, it was an agonising defeat for Roscommon and for Dermot, and denied him the chance to play in the All-Ireland Final of 79. But 1980 then, Aidan, Roscommon started off very well. They beat Galway and Shume, 114-10 points. And then they beat Mayo easily in the Connacht final. And in the semi-final against Armagh, Roscommon won by 220-311. You remember we covered that game a few weeks ago.
That's right, what a game.
And Dermot gave a great speech at half-time. They say, like, Dermot Airlie gave rousing exhortations at half-time, which had a considerable influence in rallying the Roscommon cause. So Armagh had a big lead, but Roscommon fought back. Martin McDermott came in. So Dermot scored some great points that day, and eventually Roscommon won by 220-311, and they were in the final. So the final was the big game of Dermot's career, and unfortunately we lost by 19-16, and he scored a few frees that day. Roscommon unfortunately missed some chances. Kerry won the title, so it was major disappointment for Dermot in 1980. The Roscommon team, like, they were heroes, deserved to win the All-Ireland, but unfortunately it wasn't to be for Dermot, and like his great hero Gerry O'Malley, he fell short at the last hurdle to Kerry as well. Like, Gerry O'Malley lost in 1962, so that was the big disappointment. But Dermot was 32 at the time. He didn't quit, he kept going. 81, Roscommon got the league final. Dermot scored a great goal, but were well beaten by Galway. In 82, Roscommon lost narrowly to Galway in the Connacht semi-final. And in 83, Roscommon lost narrowly to Mayo in the Connacht semi-final, 9-7. 84, Roscommon had a very bad year in the championship. Were hammered by Galway over in Tuam. And then in 85, Dermot played his last full year of football for Roscommon. Roscommon beat Galway in a replay in the Connacht semi-final by 114-112, and Dermot played that game. He broke his jaw, would you believe? And then, ouch. And then he came back and played in the Connacht final against Mayo, but unfortunately Roscommon lost by 211-8 points. And that was the last game for Dermot Airlie and Pat Lindsay. Both of them retired on the same day. And we'll remember that Dermot was carried off the field shoulder high by Mayo players Eugene Lavin and Willie Joe Patton after the game.
That's right, and there's a lovely picture of that as well, isn't there? There's some lovely pictures of that moment.
It was, yeah, and it's a pity, like, that such a, you know, Dermot, we thought Roscommon might win that one because they'd beaten Mayo early on in the year in the league, you know, and Roscommon had beaten Galway, and Galway were a fine team in the 80s, you know, in 84, 85, they were very strong, they were very hard beaten, Galway. But Roscommon just didn't work out in the final, and that was the end of Dermot. So, from a Roscommon viewpoint, the Connacht final of 85 was remembered as the day Dermot Airlie played his last competitive inter-county game. even in his last game, no one tried harder than Dermot to try and stem and turn the tide. Early began his career as a 15-year-old, as we said earlier on, at right full back in the 1963 minor team, and played his first senior game in the league.
Not too many 15-year-olds would make a minor squad now.
No. And he played his first senior game in the league against Leitrim in autumn 1965. And Tom Heenan played the first league game around that time as well. For the following 20 years, with the exception of a year abroad on duty in 1976, he wore the blue and gold jersey with distinction, giving many memorable performances. He was a member of the great All-Ireland under 21 side of 1966 and a vital part of the great achievements of 77 to 80. He was honoured as an All-Star in 74 and 79, and he attracted renown both near and far. How Roscommon supporters thrilled to the sight of Dermot Early bursting through opposing defences. And at the end of the game, as I said, the Mayo players paid a moving tribute to Dermot by cheering him off the field, and his emotion spilled over in a radio interview given shortly after the game. So that was Dermot Early. There was in February 1986, Roscommon paid a fine tribute to Dermot Early at a function in Hyde Centre, and that was the end of Dermot Early's Roscommon senior football career. But he became part of the folklore of Roscommon football, and he lives on in the memories of all the fans who saw his performances over the year. And as the old saying, Oscuelga Aiden, ni vai a lehej a rish on.
Exactly, yeah. Of course, like we said, you know, may he rest in peace, a true Roscommon legend. And of course, no one loved Roscommon more than himself.
Absolutely, and may he rest in peace. May the Lord have mercy on his soul.
That's it. And we hope you enjoy this tribute show to Dermot Early. And don't forget, we also have this week's Roscommon GA Memories, which will be coming out in the next few days. So keep an eye on the website for that. So thanks very much for taking the time out there, and we look forward to chatting to you about the Roscommon GA Memories.
Thanks, Aidan. Bye now. Bye for now.
Okay. No problem. And that was Ray Lennon, the former Roscommon goalkeeper.